veterans use their VA home benefit. You earned it. Now use it. For more information, call 800.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Today we have a special. My wife sang one of the songs that God's been giving to her. And then after that, she brought a beautiful message on tithes, sowing and reaping. Get yourself set free. The anointing is here. Let's join the service right now.
Jesus said, I'm the pastor. Jesus said, I'm a good shepherd. He said, I'm the doorway. I'm the gateway. Into the pasture we go. The Bible says you'll go to and fro. You, the sheep, he's the gateway. You step into abundance. You step into healing. You step into all the good things of God, all that he's prepared for you. He's the gateway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You step through Jesus. I in you and you in me. He says, we are one. We are one with our God.
You show me love that sets me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Come on, just give them thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you hear our prayers, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you answer prayer, Lord. We pray according to his will, and he's done it. And he will continually do it in your life. You trust in him. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So let me introduce you to Dr. Donalyn Curry, who is going to bring the offering message. It's a message of faith, trusting in God. Come on up, Dr. Donalyn.
And here's a revelation. Jesus prayed that we would know, the believers would know, okay, the followers, the disciples, I in you, you in me. That's Jesus talking. And that God and we are one. It's a triune. It's all. We are one. He's not far, far away. So Moses is at the Red Sea. You know the story. And Pharaoh is barreling down. The armies are coming to kill them. You know the story. And Moses is human, just like you and me. He's made of flesh, and he has feelings and emotions, just like you and me. Shockwaves were coming on me the other night. Shockwaves were coming on my body in my sleep. I would wake up and have to cast it down because I've been through something. And see, the devil knows your Achilles heel. I've been through something. Everybody else woke up and it was nothing with Irma. We woke up and lost everything. Everything. What people don't know is we had to sell our house and live on my mother's floor for 6 months. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. We lost everything, gave up everything for the cause. Take it all is not a song. When God came and visited Abraham and said, bring your son, your only son. Oh, isn't that a nice little Sunday school story? And how Moses, how Abraham went and obeyed God, remember? And the Bible says that he was bringing him as an offering. Do you know that? He said, and the kid looks at his dad and says, I see the rope, I see the wood for the offering, but where's the sacrifice? And he was looking at his son. Where's the sacrifice? I see your body, I see your bumper sticker. Where's the sacrifice? What are you willing to lay down? Because I'm telling you, God is faithful. And the blessing that came upon him, he lifted up his knife, as you know the story, and God provided himself, for himself, the ram, at the right moment, at the right time. There it was. God provided for himself, and the test was done. When the army was pursuing after Pharaoh, have you ever felt it financially? Have you ever felt it in your circumstances? There's no way out. No way out. But the Bible says he makes a way where there is no way. Now here's the revelation. Are you ready? Moses cries out to God. Everybody in here, I believe, at one time. We've cried out just like Moses, flesh and blood. But listen what God says, and you look it up yourself. God says to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Stretch forth your rod and speak. There's a shift. Because the expectation is, I cry out to God, and he does some kind of hocus pocus thing. We are one. God is in you. Hallelujah. The power, the resurrection, the same power, don't just sing it, that raised Jesus Christ, right, lives in me. Come on. The same power, resurrection power. He said, Moses, why are you crying out to me? Stretch forth your rod. The rod represents the anointing. The rod represented his vocation, if you must know. Are you willing to give God your gift? Are you willing to give back to God your vocation? Are you willing to, are we just going to cry out to God? Feed me, heal me. He says, by his stripes, you were healed. Walk in it. He said, I have already provided all your need according to my riches in the glory of God. More than enough. I am El Shaddai. I am more than enough. So if we keep crying out to God for money or business or clients or whatever verbiage you want to use, you want to sound a little spiritual in church, come on, let's get real. We are crying out to God, but God is saying, why? Stop crying out and begin to tap in. Lo, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Where is it? Is it out here? I'm just going to pray it. It's in you. From before the foundation of the world, everything. He said his handiwork, his craftsmanship was good when he made you. And he thought it through and he put it all in you. Everything that you need is right here. Stop crying out. Stop calling out and speak out and decree and release your DNA. Release your mandate. Release the power of God in your life. I in you, Jesus. One. Amen and amen. As you give today, I want you to speak. I don't care who's listening. If you have to be quiet, maybe you're bold, you shout it. You speak over your seed and you tell it, seed, seed, hear the report of the Lord. Multiply, multiply in the name of Jesus. Glory to God and amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.